trouble next.
Okay.
Call this meeting to order for November 11th, 2019, please. Silence to turn off electronic devices. I'd like to ask the veterans in the audience, please leave the pledge tonight.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Councilmember Daigle?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Niesler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Rhodes?
Thank you. We have a quorum. You have the minutes in the packet. Read over them. And motion as presented.
Second.
We have a motion second to approve the minutes. Have any public comments about that? All in favor? Opposed? Passed.
Okay.
Planning zoning minutes.
Public Works.
That was last week. Okay, Public Works. Okay. Public Works, I'll read this again, same as last week. Public Works update, month of October. Total rainfall, 27 rain events for a total of 8.1 inches. No drainage problems were reported or observed. 2 SCADA alarms, both minor. 1 out of compliance violation due to chlorine supply issues has been resolved. No incidents to report for the maintenance department for the month of October. 1 culvert program is on Ori Drive. DOTD graded ditches in front of the high school and will continue to clean culverts under the service road and the highway. 4 metal trash cans were installed on the levee top and 1 at the triangle from the grant Louisiana. The flags are now flying and will fly through Thanksgiving. Public bulk pickup supposed to be this week of the 11th. Public extra pickup November 29th. And Christmas decoration installation will begin the week after Thanksgiving. And it's for the Burley Planning and Zoning Commission meeting October 23rd. There was no business to be conducted. It's been a Gary Soniak was reappointed for a 7-year term, Planning and Zoning Commission. August 12th, 19th, Burley Town Council. And it's noted that the minutes of the July meeting were approved for this body, and there was no meeting in August due to lack of quorum. There was a motion also to approve September 2019 special meeting, planning and zoning. Finance report, you have the information with the budget, the actual. Questions about that? Concerns? Comments?
Every year we start off because of the way some of the billing and receipts come in, where our expenses exceed our revenues, which they are right now, but in the as we go along, that should get closer together and catch up to where we end up with a balanced budget. Right, Blaine?
Fully correct.
While we're on the finance, do you want to say something about the audit?
Our audit looks like we finalized everything actually today, so she'll be at our next monthly meeting to give a report. Everything is good except St. Andre is was holding us up.
You give me a paper and I'll sign it.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, so we'll get that report. Audit. All right, you have in the packet a permit application off of the beer permit for Lit Pizza.
Actually, it's two of them, it's beer permit and...
And the wine. I asked Wayne last week to include those, so have that in front.
You can approve them separate, I mean, together.
Together, okay. Evidently finished remodeling, getting ready for opening.
I believe it'd be something, what the mayor said last time.
Don't have any questions about those applications? Have a motion to approve both the beer permit and the wine permit that Lit?
I move.
Have a motion by Councilman Andre?
Second.
Second by Councilman. Any comments about the beer and wine application for permit? Okay. All in favor of approving this, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed. Recreation Committee. Bike share event, safety, Saturday. So you have a flyer in here, and I think Wayne has several boxes of flyers. Are those going to go out to school children?
Yeah, they went out today.
Hopefully we'll have good attendance at that. Fire safety, bicycle safety, bring your own bike. In case you didn't understand that. Hold on. Personnel Committee? Nothing. Police Committee? All right, thank you. Governmental Affairs? We do have some applications for landmark plaques. The first one, we talked about this last week, the Grotto at St. John the Baptist Church. Constructed in 1954 by altar service under the direction of Reverend Victor Barron. With materials from torn up streets being redone. And I have a close up of those little plaque things, so that might be too overgrown. Those little bitty white things on there are little plaques that say, merci, thank you. People would pray for favors and get their prayers answered. They would put those little markers in church and then they would transfer it to the grotto. And we also said that the plaque that the altar service had made from roughly constructed cement in a baking pan has begun to erode. Can you get that closer? So the names are getting kind of faded on there. So we suggested that in addition to the round landmark plaque, that we get a bronze plaque made with that same information and then put that cement plaque in the archives in the Church Activity Center. Because after 60 years, some of that is getting worn away. So y'all want to vote on all three together? That will do. All right. Second one is the home of Rod Beverly Prejean on Lee Drive, which was constructed in 1966. And this is historically important because Rod was first a town councilman, then a mayor, and he also served as president of LMA. And it was under Rod's tenure as mayor that the sewer system was created.
And all the streets were overlaid at the same time.
It must have been a first. So it does qualify for the age of the house. Last, this one is for a former landmark sign, like the one over there behind Rusty, former landmark signs that we get and mount on the little posts that we use for street signs. Hebert and Mook's store originally was located sandwiched in between the Ruley Drugstore and the Ruley Saloon. This is a picture from 1914. And it's hard to see if there was a little alleyway there, but evidently the same block. And that whole block was lost to the river. So the Hebert and Mook store moved to the corner of Wynn Street and the River Road in the early 1930s. And when it was moved, that's a picture of the inside of the store. It's Margaret Babin Dupree, Lutz's wife, her sister, Jeanette Babindale, and George Hebert worked at that particular time. And we think the store burned in the late 1930s. And for many years, some cement steps were left on the property. That's all that remained there. The post office was in there. And Mr. Noel Hebert was the postmaster. And I think he was one of the owners. And we're working on who the Mook owner was, Tom. Haven't tracked that down. So after that store burned, then George Hebert started his store where Morales is today with a little bitty building, wooden building, and had the post office there. And we know that during World War II, he was in the service, and his brother ran the post office. So pretty sure that it was the late 1930s that store burned. So we want to get the former landmark sign there, and the present owner is Vernon Smith, who lives in Prairieville. And the location today has a duplex on it that faces the river. So those are the three properties recommended by the landmark committee. Do we have a motion to grant landmark signs and former landmark signs to those properties?
Move
and a second. Do you have any comments? Uh-oh.
Who's missing? Oh.
Technical difficulties. Okay, we have a motion and a second and no comments. So all in favor of granting the landmark plaque and the former landmark sign to these properties,
aye.
Opposed. Which passed. Okay, consideration of vetoed ordinances, none. Hearing and final action on ordinances. Ordinance 7 of 2019 to establish salary for council members for 2021 to the 2025 term. Discussion.
On the packet, the mayor got a recommendation, but his numbers are not that good. Council members, he recommended the council members be $700 per month.
No, that's current.
I mean, no, current is $600 right now.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
He wants to go to $700 per month.
Correct.
For the council. That's his recommendation.
Yeah, right now it's $600 a month, so for $7,200 a year for council members, and $50 for each special meeting, and then the mayor pro tem is $7,800, so that would be $650 a month.
Correct.
For the mayor pro tem.
Current.
Current. So.
He also sent an email earlier this week sharing his thoughts on elected officials' pay. He stated that he thinks the council should get a $100 a month increase. Mayor pro tem still making $50 a month extra.
So that would be $707.50. So it would be,
correct.
It would be $8,400. Ordinance, which is subparagraph B of section 1.8, is that covers council members, and it doesn't have a monthly amount, it has an annual. So the annual amount, if you wish to do $700 for council members and keep the special meeting at $50, would be $8,400, and then
nah.
The additional the amount for the mayor pro tem would be $9,000.
Correct.
That's your wish. Got to have a pub, got to open a public hearing too after y'all finish. Well, really.
Or now. Opening the public hearing on salaries for council members for the 2021 to 2025 term. Public comments. What public motion, what public muttering was that?
Good.
Any other public comments? All right, council member comment.
So, Rusty. So yeah, so my only comment, and I had made that in the committee meeting, is that the information provided to me indicated that the last three terms consecutively had an increase for both the council members and the mayor. However, the police chief only showed two increases in the last three terms. So if the council decides to go forward, that would be four consecutive for the council and mayor and three for the police chief. My opinion is I'm not in favor of the increase for the council members or the mayor due to three consecutive terms for an increase. However, I would be in favor for the police chief having the increase what is proposed here, which is 52 annually plus $1,000 per month car allowance.
I'm definitely in favor of the chiefs, but I also think that an annual mayor and chief should make the same amount of money.
Okay.
Yes, I think they both, the head of their departments.
I agree.
They both have a similar number of employees, while their responsibilities are different.
But we're on the council now.
I understand that.
Yeah, y'all are free to discuss it however you want when it comes to voting. I understand the ordinance.
They only vote for the council.
You're doing the public hearing for it right now is only.
My thoughts on the council, I probably think it ought to be more than 100 a month increase. You know, I can tell you, going back to 20-something years, it is. Some months are real easy. Well, you want to give somebody some money back. You know, there's some months where I think they ought to pay us $10,000 a month for the amount of headache and personal attacks and the BS, you know, that some people come in here with. Well, I know that's our duty because we run to do it as public service. You know, but, you know, I support my recommendation, but, you know, I'll do with the pleasure of the council. But I've seen every increase I've had in the last 20-something years, you know, went from 250 to 400, 400 to 600, and that's why it's at.
The only thing is that we don't increase the amount. I mean, it's 8 years.
Right.
8 more years before.
It's almost a decade.
Another 4 years, so it'll be 8 years.
Correct. Totally. Which is almost a decade.
Before the council would get a raise.
And I think all the raises are modest, actually.
Yeah. And $100 is modest when it's going to last over 4 years.
Percentage-wise, it would be a high percent. Not a lot of money. But, you know, I've also seen some of the responsibilities what we do with it. Not so much handling the town's business, the reporting, the ethics, but a lot of added things that you open your life up to. A lot more screening as well. But I like doing it. You know, I like doing it when it's 250.
I just think it brings in better candidates, and not to do it every 4 years makes it an extremely long time, which in normal private people get an annual increase.
It's very awkward to talk about a raise for a position that you're holding. That's the worst part of holding.
That's right.
And man, look, I've seen some crazy stuff go on in here when we start talking about selected officials' money from almost horrible. You know, some things. It's crazy. It's a tough conversation.
Any other
comments or thoughts? Any other comments?
I don't understand completely what you're saying.
Okay, so have a motion.
You're going to leave closing the public hearing.
Thank you. Closing the public hearing, thank you. All right. So is someone ready to make a motion on the salaries for the council members for?
I move for the council members for the term of 2021 through 2025, that the council members increase by $100 a month to $8,400 a year, with the same $50 additional for the mayor pro tem, which would make the mayor pro tem $9,000.
Before we get a second, can I ask one question? I know we get this what extra for the special meetings. How many special meetings have you had in the amount? Does that need to be?
It's up to y'all. I mean, it's in there. I can't tell you when it got added.
It's kind of.
I'd have to go back and research.
There's some months where it's more money than what you probably earn, but there's some months where it's not.
So you want to delete the special meeting?
I'd like to make an alternate motion to delete that part.
You never said it, so.
Well, I'd like to make a motion to accept the mayor's recommendation, but minus the special meeting.
His motion.
Okay, hold on. You got a motion on the floor that has not been seconded.
Seconded.
If y'all are going to be making substitutions.
Well, give us a list of how we got to do it, I just suggest.
Don's motion did not.
I can change my.
Why don't we let Don change his motion, and that would be the easiest way of doing it.
If he chooses to, he chooses his motion.
I would move to change my motion to delete
the
$50 for any special meeting occurring anytime in the next 4 years.
Deleted, period.
Yeah, deleted, yeah.
We got to do that. We just do that.
That's right.
You have a second.
I'll second it.
Have any comments on that, to set the salary for council members to $8,400 a year, and Mayor Pro Tem $9,000 a year. Okay. No comments?
No comments.
Roll call vote.
Councilmember Richard.
Yes.
Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler.
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle.
No.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Yes. Motion passed. Okay, ordinance 8 of 2019 to establish salary for mayor for 2021-2025 term, opening the public hearing. Comments from the audience.
Is that position a part-time?
Can't say that.
When you're elected, you are the mayor 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for those 4 years. We don't set his hours. He sets his own hours and works what he feels he needs to do to take care of the town business. If something bad happens in the middle of the night, he's getting called. You know, we don't get overtime for that. So it's not a full-time, part-time job. It's an elected position. And you're the mayor all the time, just like he's the chief all the time. You know, hey, nobody can set his salary. Nobody can tell him he can't go get another job. It's like Scott. It's a weird dynamic, you know, and we've had this discussion too. Was he a full-time mayor? Every mayor that's elected, isn't he full-time mayor?
The only restrictions
are
state law and dual office holder. As long as you don't run afoul of that.
So I understand the question, and you want that person.
I just want to get it on the record.
Yeah, that person, you know, you expect him to give what he's got to give to get the job done.
You could even go overseas and have a job or whatever.
You could. It happened before. General Open Mountain. You know, you could hope you get somebody in that respect would just say, you know what, I'm out. But no, it's not an hourly job. It's a, you imagine, this is what you make. My opinion.
Bear with me.
Any
Any other public comments? Other public back there? No comment? All right, comments from council? The mayor did put this in writing. Said as far as the mayor's salary, that is a council decision. However, I do have plans to run again, and if I win, the current salary is sufficient. Just my thoughts. Comments from the council concerning the mayor's...
Do you want to say something about the mayor's salary?
Nothing other than what I previously spoke. Mayor.
Oh, you're not finished.
The salaries of those two should be the same. Different responsibilities, but still equal amounts of responsibility.
Correct.
Any other comments? Close the public hearing. All right, we have a vote. I mean, we have a motion regarding the mayor's salary for the 2021-2025 term.
I move that we can set a $52,000 equal to...
$50,000?
$52,000.
$52,000.
A second.
And a second that the mayor's salary be set at $52,000. Comments? Comments? Okay, a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Neesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
No.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Okay, motion passed. All right, ordinance 9 of 2019 to establish salary for police chief for the 2021-2025 term. Opening the public hearing. Public comments. Public. Chief salary. Presently, you want to raise the question?
Well, presently $48,000 annually, $12,000 per month call.
Yeah, payable bi-weekly.
That was every 2 weeks.
You don't know how often you get paid?
Twice a month or every 2 weeks, yeah.
Okay.
But the vehicle allowance is paid, well...
Comments from the public. Closing the public hearing. Comments from the council regarding police chief salary. Mayor's comment said that I think the police chief should be bumped to $52,000 plus the $1,000 a month car allowance. Comments from the council.
I move we take the mayor's recommendation and set it at $52,000 for 2021-2025 plus the $1,000 a month vehicle allowance for the chief.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to set the salary for the police chief at 2021-2025 term, $52,000 a year plus $1,000 a month or allowance. Any comments? No comments. We have a roll call vote on that.
Councilmember Neesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Just before we close and move on, ordinance number 7, we need to change the date to the day of 14th of October, as well as ordinance number 8 needs to be changed to the 14th day of October.
The introduction date, yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passed with the noted changes. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. introduction of ordinances. Resolution. We have to consider resolution for the 2019-2020 LGAAP grant. Okay, thank you.
Need a motion?
We move.
A second.
And a second. Have any comments from the public that's still with us? Any comments from regarding the LGAAP grant? No further comments, then we'll vote. Any roll call on that one? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed.
Before we leave resolutions, I know we can't do anything because it's not, but we applied for another grant last year with DOTD. It was for recreation on sidewalks and stuff. I'd like for us to look into it. It was like an 8-page application to either CRT or DOTD. I don't remember, but let's see when the deadline is on that and look at applying for that grant also.
That one came through DOTD?
Yeah, I think it was DOTD, wasn't it?
Thank
you. The one where they do, they like to go like from schools to libraries where you have an origin and a destination and where kids won't have to walk on the streets, and it's good for sidewalks. The sidewalk on St. Francis was done with that grant years ago. So, and we applied last year, but we didn't get it.
We applied last 2 years for Alexander Park and Brewer Elementary School. We did it last 2 years. Last year was Alexander Park and Levy by crossing there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good check on that. Thank you. All right, Police Department report. Given tonight by Assistant Chief Southall.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Last month, the month of October, we had 25 alarm calls, 3 calls for suspicious persons, violation of protective order, 1 trespassing, 11 miscellaneous complaints, 8 disturbances. We assisted other agencies 3 times, towed 6 vehicles for no insurance, had 4 vehicle accidents on the highway, 1 criminal damage to property, 1 911 hang-up. We unlocked 3 vehicles, 5 traffic complaints, 1 criminal mischief, 1 fire, 3 thefts. 1 was an identity theft online, 1 was a stolen firearm, which was not actually stolen in Burley, just reported here, and the 3rd one was cash from Burger Me. If any of y'all frequented there lately, the cashier was upcharging customers and pocketing the money, so... All right, 3 batteries, 2 medicals. We had 6 truancy investigations, 2 contributing to the delinquency of juveniles, 1 physical inspection, 3 warrant arrests, and 1 cruelty to juveniles, which was rebilled as a battery. 95 total complaints, 157 total citations, and 196 total violations. And we had a slow month. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stolen firearm has not been recovered. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, Mayor's report. Get that next time. Remarks of personal privilege. All right, I have the results of the Veterans Day essay contest. The winners this year, Caitlin Daigle, first place. Ashlyn Zimmerman, second place. Jordan Patrick, third place. We had very good attendance at the program today. We had not intended to have a speaker, but Mr. Henry Knox, who's former coach at Brule Middle and a counselor, wanted to say a few words, so he shared a few words with us. Everybody that helped with it did a great job, especially Debbie Berthelot comes in and does decorations. Danielle Mitchell, her mother Martha Mitchell, Shane Saradet did whatever those ladies told him to do, and he did it quickly. and his maintenance staff helped pick up. Brooke Falcon Harlan at the middle school had her eighth grade students do drawings, and we had those laminated and used as placemats for the meal. And the veterans got to take those home with them. And Michelle Ackerman, a Brule native, had her students at Darcyville do drawings also. And when the breakfast was over, John Luke from Addis asked if he could have the remaining drawings to bring to Plaquemine, because students at St. John were making care packages for the unit out of the armory in Plaquemine that's been deployed to Kuwait. And he wanted to put the drawings in there with the care packages.
They were really neat, I thought.
So their drawings are going around the world also. And there were many people who pitched in and helped, and we appreciate that. We appreciate the fact that the veterans came and they participated. So we thank everybody for that. Also, the trash cans on the levee, Shane and the staff's in the process of making the cement bases to secure those, and we have to do a follow-up report for the grants. And I wanted to also ask if the mayor and Blaine could check about our fire rating, because that the October Parish Council meeting, I heard that our fire rating had dropped. So can you get some accurate figures on that? Approved fire rating, please? People have been asking questions. Since we all one fire district now, we don't get the reports. We don't get the reports that, you know, like we used to get from the fire department. They have accurate information about what's going on. Unless y'all have heard something.
I have not.
Rating, not the whole parish.
Said the Brule and Addis ratings.
I want a day rating sub-district within.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Even though we, you know, it merged everything.
Question.
I mean, rather than this one large district, I could see where it would drop overall.
Mm-hmm. Question for Fisher, do you have?
Yeah.
Well, we need to get on.
No, a few people asked me about it because they heard.
Or asked the fire chief to come down.
Yeah.
Well, when they appoint a new one.
They got another one.
Yeah, they have an interim. But anyway, see if we can get some information, accurate information about that. Okay, any other public comments from the public? Yes?
Really high football team made it to the playoffs, and I think they'll be playing this Friday.
Donaldson.
Thursday, I think, isn't it?
Thursday.
I believe so. Okay.
Thank you. Any others?
I'm wrong? You think I'm...
I think
you're correct.
I'm not
sure if it's
Thursday.
Well, either Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, if you're playing this week in Donaldson.
Yeah, that's right.
That's accurate. One quick thing. They had a dedication ceremony, I guess you would call it. Really high football game on Friday night. They dedicated the press box in honor of the right Frazier. Yeah. Press Frazier.
Okay.
Now the Frazier
box. Press box.
They are the voice of the Panthers. I just wanted to bring that up.
I think that's good to know.
Is Brian still going to announce next year?
No.
Yeah.
Thank you. Any other remarks? Okay, announcements. We had our Veterans Day breakfast today. Okay, the second one, Town Hall, will be closed November 28th, 29th for Thanksgiving. Bike share kickoff, Dow Safety Saturday, November 16th, 10 a.m., Alexander Park. Have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
And a second. No comments? Okay, no comments.
Good job, Mrs. B.
Thank you, Tom. Yep. Thank you, Tom. I don't do public hearings too often.
Mrs. B, you handling mayor's court on Wednesday?
Oh, you better remind me.
3 o'clock, yeah.
This is your reminder.
You going to be here?
Yeah, I'll be here. 3 o'clock.
All you got to do that bike share on over the day of Rikers.
Good talking.
Day is court, 3 o'clock.
A lot of targets.
I have to go through the metal detector?
No, you don't have to. It'll be okay.
Day is court. What time you getting here, Tom?
I generally get here between 2:30 and 2:45.
We got any cases?
Oh, they'll be there. I don't know. I'll check tomorrow.
I think we got a murder.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's a felony. That goes
thank
to
you. Thank you. Okay.
Tonight, be careful. Mayor
thank you, Don.
Order appointed. You visit the magistrate.
Thank you.
Or what? I said she'll sign an order appointing you as a magistrate.
Oh, no. No, he's not. He was gone and he called, I think, Joanne, and he called me.